Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text Number 10. Suta Uvacha. Yada Parikshit Kuru Jangale Vasat.
यदा परीक्षित कुरु जंगले वसत
यदा परीक्षित कुरु जंगले वसत
यदा परीक्षित कुरु जंगले वसत
कलिम प्रविष्टम निज चक्रवर्तिते
कलिम प्रविष्टित निज चक्रवर्तिते
कलिम प्रविष्टम निज चक्रवर्तिते
कलिम प्रविष्टम निज चक्रवर्तिते
निशम्य वार्ताम अनति प्रियम ततः
निशम वार्ताम अति प्रिय ततः
निशम्य वार्ताम अनति प्रियम ततः
निशम वार्ताम अति प्रिय ततः
शरासनम संयुग सौंडिर आददे
शरासन संयुग शेडिर आददे
शरासनम संयुग सौंडिर आददे शरासनम संयुग सौंडिर आददे
संयुग
सौंडिर आददे
सौंडि आददे
नो दिस इज नॉट देयर ओके Suta Vacha.
Suta Goswami said. Yada. When.
Parikshit.
Maharaj Parikshit.
Kuru Jangale. In the capital of Kuru Empire. Avasat.
Was residing.
Kalim.
The symptoms of the age of Kali.
Pravishtam.
Entered.
Nija Chakravartite. Within his jurisdiction. Nishamya.
Thus hearing.
Vartam.
News.
Anatipriyam. Not very palatable. Tataha.
Thereafter.
Sharasanam. Arrows and bow. Samyuga. Having got a chance for.
Saundihi.
Martial activities.
Adade.
Took up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace N.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Suta Goswami said, while Maharaj Parikshit was residing in the capital of the Kuru Empire, the symptoms of the age of Kali began to infiltrate within the jurisdiction of his state. When he learned about this, he did not think the matter very palatable. This did, however, give him a chance to fight. He took up his bow and arrows and prepared himself for military activities. So please repeat. Suta Goswami said, while Maharaj Parikshit was residing
in the capital of the Kuru Empire,
the symptoms of the age of Kali began to infiltrate within the jurisdiction of his state. When he learned about this, he did not think the matter very palatable. This did, however,
give him a chance to fight.
He took up his bow and arrow and prepared himself for military activities.
And prepared himself for military activities.
Purport. The state administration of Maharaj Parikshit was so perfect that he was sitting in his capital peacefully, but he got the news that symptoms of the age of Kali had already infiltrated into the jurisdiction of his state, and he did not like this news. What are the symptoms of the age of Kali? They are illicit connection with women, indulgence in meat eating, intoxication, and taking pleasure in gambling. The age of Kali literally means the age of quarrel, and the above mentioned four symptoms in human society are the root causes for all kinds of quarrel. Maharaj Parikshit heard that some of the people of the state had already taken to those symptoms, and he wanted to take immediate steps against such causes of unrest. This means that at least up to the regime of Maharaj Parikshit, such symptoms of public life were practically unknown. And as soon as they were slightly detected, he wanted to root them out. The news was not palatable for him, but in a way it was, because Maharaj Parikshit got a chance to fight. There was no need to fight with small states because everyone was peacefully under his subordination. But the Kali Yuga miscreants gave his fighting spirit a chance for exhibition. A perfect Kshatriya king is always jubilant as soon as he gets a chance to fight, just as a sportsman is eager when there is a chance for a sporting match. It is no argument that in the age of Kali, such symptoms are predestined. If so, then why was there preparation for fighting out such symptoms? Such arguments are offered by lazy and unfortunate men. In the rainy season, rain is predestined, and yet people take precautions to protect themselves. Similarly, in the age of Kali, the symptoms as above mentioned are sure to infiltrate into social life. But it is the duty of the state to save the citizens from the association of the agents of the age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to punish the miscreants indulging in symptoms of Kali and thus save the innocent citizens who were pure in habit by culture of religion. It is the duty of the king to give such protection, and Maharaj Parikshit was perfectly right when he prepared himself to fight. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namaham Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Yada Parikshit Kuru Jangale Avasat Kalim Pravishtam Nija Chakravartite Nishamya Vartam Anatipriyam Tataha Sarasanam Samyuga Sondir Shandir Adade. Suta Goswami said, while Maharaj Parikshit was residing in the capital of the Kuru Empire, the symptoms of the age of Kali began to infiltrate within the jurisdiction of his state. When he learned about this, he did not think the matter very palatable. This did, however, give him a chance to fight. He took up his bow and arrows and prepared himself for military activities. Girish Prabhu, it is jangale, it is not jungle. You know, forest is jungle, but jangale is different than jungle. So in Sanskrit, we have to be careful about the matras. You know, the matra changes the whole thing. So it is not jungle, it is jangle. Okay, so now we see Suta Goswami now starts replying to Shaunaka Rishi, who asked so many questions in the last few shlokas. So he is now started narrating, because everybody wanted to hear about Maharaj Parikshit. And what are the conditions? As long as the katha is in connection with Krishna. And since Maharaj Parikshit is himself a devotee of the Lord, so naturally it is the katha. Whatever he does, devotee does, is also katha. So here we see that Kali has started infiltrating. That's the point, you know. Parikshit Maharaj sees the symptoms by the behavior. Kali Yuga has its own behavior. Like every yuga has its own behavior. Whole you know, pattern, characteristic, everything is decided by the influence of the millennium, the yuga. So we see that Kali Yuga, actually, you know, if you see here, there is a slight mismatch, because Yudhishthir Maharaj saw it. He saw the symptoms, but were there, like, you know, very few. And here also, Parikshit Maharaj, being a great king, as Prabhupada says, that there was no problem in his kingdom, and that's why he has not to fight with anybody or anything like that. But now you see that he is taking up his bow and arrow, and he wants to fight. So, this Kali is a very, very interesting factor, you know. We see that, I mean, I every day when I get up, you know, I just see around and realize that Kali Yuga has progressed already since yesterday, you know. Every day something new. Just to give an example, you know, America is supposed to be a very advanced, civilized, you know, they are against so many things and, you know, the liberty, and they talk of all that. Just two, three days back, some three girls, they were missing for about 10 years, you know, everybody thought that they are dead. And now they found out that after 10 years they came out, and now they are investigating, and they are finding out that they were kept like slaves, you know. They are tortured by their stepbrothers or whoever. So 10 years they were raped, tortured, and everything, you know, like they were not allowed to get out. Nobody knew, or even the neighbors did not know that somebody there inside. So what do you say? Now we see every day some news that some father raped the daughter, or somebody else was, and not one or two days, you know, for years together. So these are all symptoms of Kali Yuga. Degradation. Nothing else but degradation. So even during Yudhishthir Maharaja's time, I don't know whether you heard this story, very nice story about when Yudhishthir Maharaj became the king. So he appointed all his brothers also as some, you know, some services were given to them, so to say. So Bhim also got a service, and his service was, he himself of course offered, he says, I want to be the receptionist today, you know. I want to see people coming into the palace, and, you know, because it was like anybody could come and take an appointment, talk to the kings and things like that. So he said, I want to be the person today. So he told the receptionist, you go, I'll take care. The receptionist had a nice surprise gift of some holiday. So naturally he went. So Bhima was the receptionist. So one person came and he said, I want to meet Maharaj Yudhishthir. And Bhim said, why you want to meet him? No, I have to ask him something, you know, there is some consultation. So Bhim said, you ask me? You think I am some stupid person here, you know, you want Yudhishthir Maharaj? What is so great about your question? I can answer it. So that person, of course, he had to submit to Bhim. And he said, you know, as I was coming here to the palace, I saw the fence of a field, agriculture field, the fence was eating the crop. So Bhim said, so what? You know, he said, I want to find out why it is happening. You know, how can the fence be eating the crop? Fence is for protection. So then Bhim said, okay, I don't know the answer, you do, better go inside to Yudhishthir Maharaj. After some time, another guy comes and he says, same thing, I want to meet Yudhishthir Maharaj. He says, what's your question? What you want to ask? He says, as I was coming, I saw one man brought a bucket of water, and you know, he filled 4 different cups, and then the bucket became empty. And then he says, when he put back all the water from those 4 cups, the bucket was not full. So what happened to the water, you know, because it was full, then he filled 4 glasses, and then he filled back the bucket, and that's not there. He says, what's going on? So again Bhim said, hey bhai, you better go inside, I don't know the answer. All funny people are coming today, he says. One more man comes and he says same thing, and they say, what's your question? He says, I'm just telling in short, you know. He says, actually, you know what, as I was coming, I saw one man passing an elephant through an eye of the needle, the hole in the needle, you know. And he said, the whole elephant came out, but the tail got stuck. So I was shocked. He says, what's going on? The whole big elephant comes out of that eye of a needle, but the tail gets stuck. And Bhim said, oh, it's a bad day for me today, you know. All these funny people are coming. He says, okay, Baba, you also go. And then one more person comes, the fourth one, and he says, oh my God, I saw something amazing, you know, I don't believe it, how can it happen? And I mean, he's really going crazy. So Bhim says, now what's your problem? Because I already sent 3 crazy men inside, you know, now what's your problem? He said, you know, I saw a huge mountain, big mountain. And you know, one person goes there and some thread was hanging from that mountain. He pulled the thread and the whole mountain collapsed. Nothing happened to this man. How can anybody do that? You know, how can somebody pull a small thread and the whole mountain comes down? So now Bhim is really, really worried. He says, oh, Vas, you also go. And then he waits for about 20-30 minutes, and then he really realizes that nobody has come out. Everybody is inside. So he wants to check out. You know, he goes and he sees Yudhishthira Maharaj sitting on his desk and reading Bhagavatam, and he says, Maharaj, where are those 4 guys I sent you? And Maharaj said, I don't know. What 4 guys? Nobody came here. And then Maharaj asked the question, you know, how were there, who were there? So Bhima described, and he described the questions. So immediately Yudhishthira Maharaj got alerted. He says, oh my God, Kali has already come. They are all agents of Kali, you know, let us catch them. They are entered the palace. Like here it says, you know, pravishtam, they entered. So he says, they entered the palace, let's catch them. Let's search for them. It's very dangerous. So Bhim is not allowing, you know, to king to go. He says, no, first you tell me why you are saying this, you know. How did you conclude that Kali Yuga has entered? So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, look, the first one, what did he say? The fence eating the crop. He said, the government, that the fence is like the government and crop is like the people. He said, you know, government is supposed to protect the people, right? King is supposed to protect the people. Like we see Parikshit Maharaj taking up the bow and arrow to protect the people, the praja. But here he says, now in Kali Yuga, the governments will be eating the people. They will be sucking their blood. They will, you know, and we see that happening, right? Kali Yuga. All the government is interested in protecting the people. They are interested in only collecting big money. Second one, what he said? He saw somebody with a bucket of water filling 4 cups and then putting back. His bucket is not full. So he said, in Kali Yuga, a father will take care of all his children. Number, you know, okay, here it is 4. So 4 children. Takes. Pay for their education, do everything. But he says, 4 put together cannot take care of one father. Then he becomes old. So that's how the bucket is not full again. You know, whatever he gave, he never gets back. So that is the symptom of Kali Yuga. Actually, he says, you are supposed to give more than what you got from your parents. And third one is, what was that elephant going through the needle? So he says, in Kali Yuga, the big culprits will run away. And they will catch some small little guys, you know, some pure chaprasi engineer accepting 500 rupees or dollars or something. They will be caught, but the big ones with 1,70,000 crore or something like that, some few billions, some president of some country had some 55 billions, you know, when he was removed. So they will be going scot-free, right? So all the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And then, but then Bhima said, but what about the fourth guy? Fourth guy doesn't look like a... So what was he telling? What was his message? Why he was asking that? He says, oh, he was talking about Kali Yuga, we acquire so many sins. So the mountain is like those sins. Okay? And then, okay, he says, but what is that thread? So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, that thread is the Harinam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So just by chanting the Harinam, the all your sins will collapse, like the mountain collapse, you know. So that is possible only in Kali Yuga. So they are all symptoms of Kali Yuga. So this way, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir explained. And now we see that Maharaj Parikshit wants to fight. Because that is the one quality of a Kshatriya. He is a very, very expert fighter. And if he doesn't fight, then his skills may become little dull, you know. Krishna himself wanted to fight. He wanted to, and then he fulfilled the desire of Bhishma Deva, for example. Bhishma Deva wanted to fight with him. So he fulfilled his desire by breaking his own vow. So these are all very, very wonderful examples we see. And now we see that Parikshit Maharaj is getting ready to receive Kali Yuga, and that's what the descriptions will come. And then of course Prabhupada talked about the four regulative principles. We know that, you know, in his ISKCON we have these four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. They are the root cause of quarrel, fight among people. And that's how the name is Kali Yuga. Kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. Prabhupada added about hypocrisy. The age of quarrel and hypocrisy. That's Kali Yuga. No. Sorry to not agree, you know. And I think in the Bhagavatam class, I don't want to take name of some politicians or something like that, you know. Whoever he may be, he may have good intention or whatever, but we know ultimately Kali Yuga is so powerful that only Harinam, surrendering to Krishna, is going to save. Not some state welfare and thing like that. It's not going to work. Unless it is, you know, it is done in the mood of devotional service, not as some superficial activity. And whether that X or Y or Z wins or loses, you know, it's not going to change the things. So I hope you understand that. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here, and then as I said, you can ask your questions always. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.